Welcome to Oikast. I hear green.
The podcast presented by Oikos Vienna.
Welcome to the first episode of Oikast, the podcast presented by Oikos Vienna. Today we want to introduce some members of Oikos Vienna, what experience they made with Oikos and what visions they have for the future. We will start with a quick introduction round.
Hi, my name is Malena. I joined Oikos about half a year ago last semester because I saw the opportunity to connect two of my biggest interest fields, sustainability and communications marketing, by joining the Oikos marketing team. And it's been really great so far. And also I'm studying business economics and social sciences at WU, and I'm also studying public relations at IU.
Hey, my name is Marcus. I'm in the relations team. I got to Oikos 1 year ago. And I just saw it in my email account and I was like, yeah, it sounds cool, sustainable economics. Those are two of my greatest passions and which are greatly combined in Oikos, I think. And I just participated and I like the relations team because we are responsible for networking with other like-minded organizations and build connections, create events. And I really like it so far. And yeah, I hope come to a good future.
I'm Leonora. I'm from the marketing team and I joined Oikos 1 year ago. I really actively searched for some university initiatives because I already made good experiences in my bachelor's. So I'm studying in my master's international business. And I really wanted to be a part of an organization who is dedicated to sustainability and connects the topics of economic and sustainability, and that it is possible to find interconnections and change the topic or change economics in that way. And I wanted to be a part of the marketing team because it's so easy, or it's nice to gather some experiences in this initiative setting. And I really wanted to try out to do some social media promotion or writing a newsletter. That's what you can do in the marketing team. You can really try out what you want to do, for example, a blog post or social media posts, or and I think it's a big opportunity in a setting that is like not that serious. Like, it's not a company, it's not a job, it's not an internship, so you have really a freedom to try out new things. And that's why I joined Oikos and the marketing team. And in the end, it also helped me to get my student job next to university. So,
Hey, everyone. I'm Melina. I joined Oikos about 1.5 years ago. At that point, I studied international business administration at the Vienna University for Business and Economics. And I always knew I wanted to use what I study for protecting our environment and further promote sustainability. But that was kind of missing in the content of what I studied. And also everything I learned was, of course, really theoretical. So I also was looking for an opportunity to just get active and also see real change. So that's how I find Oikos in the first place. I also started out in the marketing team, but kind of got stuck in the knowing team, where we've organized several expert talks so far, which is really interesting because we've invited experts from various different topics, from the city of Vienna, experts concerning sustainable fashion, sustainable finance. So we really try to include a broad range of topics to also educate other students and on topics of sustainability, but also show them that there's really so much you should consider when it comes to this. I'm really excited for what we're going to talk about today as well. And so far, I'm really glad I joined Oikos and got this opportunity to also meet like-minded people, which is really inspiring and just proves to me that it's really worth being committed to also get active in promoting change.
Hi, my name is Lucia. I study socioeconomics at VU. I joined OIKOS last semester, of course, because of the sustainability aspect that is very important to me in my studies, but also in my free time. But I also joined because of the community, and I hope really to make friends. And I also felt like in OIKOS Vienna, you can achieve more as a group than I can as an individual. And that was actually like the main reason why I decided to join. I'm in the knowing team. And as Melina already mentioned, we do expert talks, and we also hope to do a little more things when it's possible again, maybe workshops and stuff like that, when not everything is based online anymore. So we look forward to many more projects.
Yeah, I would say thanks everyone for introducing yourself. I'm also really curious, since you've all been a part of OIKOS for quite some time, and I guess also have maybe some different experiences from your different projects, the different ways you are engaging. So I'd be really curious to know what it means for you to be an OIKI. So what is important? What is kind of the identity of an OIKI?
I would say for me, being an OIKI means to be a team player, to be open to new experiences, to various backgrounds, and a very diverse set of people in a team. And of course, to be committed to this sustainable journey, and to be being committed to making an impact in this world, and really trying your best.
I would also say that especially the community aspect in OIKOS Vienna is very great, and it's cool to see, to work together with people that have very different study backgrounds. Some do economics, and some do business, and some do completely other fields. And it makes it really cool and interesting to work in a team that has very different ideas, and it really helps to be a little more creative.
So what would you say, what is the best part about OIKOS Vienna in general?
I really like the events, also apart from the formal topics, like apart from those meetings, the official meetings to explain us. I really like the summer fests or the Christmas parties. But also I really enjoy this diversity of projects. So I really enjoy the knowing the expert talks, but I also like these events, even though there was the pandemic going on and much was happening in online events. There were really great opportunities to learn and to be a part of this sustainable approach and to get more educated in this field. So I really like those diversity.
For me, I would also totally agree to Marcus that the community aspect is really, really great, and that it's nice that an exchange is possible between students of different study fields, and yeah, that you can be creative together and influence each other, and that you're kind of going out of your little study bubble. And yeah, I would say that's like a big, big plus of OIKOS.
I can only agree to that. And for me, it was also the first thing that came to my mind. It's just really amazing to see how many people are really, really excited and to get active and to do something, which also, like I said before, can be really inspiring. So you have a big bunch of people with their own ideas and their own backgrounds who just want to do stuff and get it done in the end as well. So whatever the project is or whatever the idea is, you always find people who are willing to support you in that, to support your idea. And I think in general, we've done so many things we didn't really know how to do, so to speak, in the beginning, but we're just really driven by the motivation to do it. So we're just trying it out together, which is also just really inspiring. So, because in general, I would say is a really good kind of a playground also for you, for your ideas. So if you're looking for like-minded people to put them into practices, but also just to try out different ways for you to get engaged, what the right way is, I'd say. And yeah, really just exchanging ideas, working on whatever project it may be together, just learning from each other is just really, really inspiring. Also for those times when you're kind of in the middle of studying, but also, you know, that there's so much important stuff so many important things you should spend your time for as well. It can be a bit demotivating, but always the other OIKIs always get us back into this inspiring and active and engaged mode, I'd say.
Sustainable education is a very important goal of OIKOS Vienna. But what would you say? Why is sustainable education so important? And what does OIKOS do to contribute to it?
I feel like sustainable education or sustainability in general is still missing a lot in the curriculum of universities, even at very innovative universities like the BU. There are just some courses on sustainability, but they are they don't really go into detail, and it's very superficial sometimes. So getting more knowledge about sustainability and things like the SDGs is also a big part of why I joined OIKOS Vienna. And I feel like OIKOS is really trying to improve the curriculum at the university and try to get more professors to do courses with sustainability and the impact of it, and really educate students on this topic, because it is really important that after you go out into the work field, or just live your private life, to know what it means to live sustainable.
Yeah, and I would also say, especially in economics or business studies, we're learning like a scenario for business that is really kind of clean. Like a lot of influences are not looked at. For example, you have like social influences, you have environmental influences that are in the future will gaining like a big part of influence and that will impact our way, how we live and how we do business, because we can't just ignore it, that the resources are getting scarce and so on. And I think that really has to be in our studies and in the curriculum, because it's just, you can't just ignore it, and it's a topic that's getting bigger and bigger. And so it's really great that we at OIKOS trying to influence that.
Yeah, actually I'm studying resource economics and sustainable development now in the University of Bologna. So I have a good comparison between the two approaches. I've only been studying here for 2 or 3 weeks, but I see the program, and it really focused on sustainability, on this connection between economics and sustainability, which I like a lot. Compared to my bachelor studies in Vienna, there was no sustainability approach. And I think it's really important when you see the summer, what happened and what will happen in economics in the future, all those goals presented in the Paris Agreement, all the states implementing their climate goals into policies and into economic procedures. I think it is really important that there is more sustainability in our courses. Yeah, especially in economics, as Leonora said, in macroeconomics and microeconomics, there is non-sustainability whatsoever. Like maybe if you get a motivated professor, one side topic which touches it a bit, but I think it's way too important that there is that it is left out completely. So we have to do more in this department, especially at economics and business.
Yeah, I totally agree with everyone. And for me, it's also really simple. We have the climate crisis, and we all know by now that we really need to make some big changes. We really need to get active, and business and economics in general is one of the most important fields, I'd say, where you really have to rethink the way we've done it so far, which is just not happening in most mainstream curricula. So there are many, many future business people being educated at the universities right now, where this topic is just more or less completely left out. So you just need to kind of give to get people to rethink the way we did it so far. So universities are really it's really up to them now to also start to rethink how they approach economics and how they teach it to other students. So what OIKOS does is, I'd say, is not only provide a platform for the students who've realized that by themselves, more or less, and want to see change, want to get active, and haven't seen many opportunities so far in the university context. So it's also for us about reaching most of the business students who otherwise really wouldn't be in contact with sustainability or environment so much. So really just create awareness for the importance and also for ways to get active. But also on the other side, I'd say our sustainable education project is really growing and really working very hard on building up the relationship with the university in Vienna, with the business university to just provide input, but also represent the voices of students, I'd say, to really show them there is so much, there are so many people who want to see change. If it's just working on concrete courses and working on sustainability related content, or if it's just like in general providing input for ways university should approach things differently, I'd say. So ARCAS has a big role in that, I'd say, but also a big opportunity to increase its efforts and its outreach. So just to follow up on that a bit, I mean, you've touched all upon it already, but I was just also wondering, since you've all more or less completed your bachelor's degree or are in the end of it, and also, like we heard, have seen some other approaches from other universities and have had some opportunities to change, do you have anything more concrete or more specific in mind that the university should change? So is it like a course that's missing, or is it a more profound rethinking?
So for me personally, I can say that at WU Vienna, where I'm now basically done with my bachelor's, there's definitely a specialization focusing on sustainability missing. We have a lot of specializations are called SBWLs at WU, but and there's not really one that simply focuses on environmental and social change or sustainability in general. And I think that's very, very sad, because I would have loved to take that specialization. And I also think, which someone mentioned already, I think that in courses like micro and macroeconomics, it would be really important to teach different views and offer students different views from different economic schools, because there are a lot of different views, and normally in economic classes at WU you only get one basic view, and that doesn't really broaden your horizon, which is pretty sad, I would say.
Yeah, I can totally agree with that. I really see no mandatory courses apart from TSUVI, which is in the CDK for everybody, but it's like laughed upon and maybe not taken seriously enough among the students. And I think there have to be more mandatory courses in this department. So are you really combined? Maybe you can present different approaches, different directions, how to get how to combine economics with climate crisis. You can do it from different perspectives, from different schools, how the business world will adapt, how they can adapt. So different approaches. But the most important thing for me would be that you can get educated in this field, because it's such an important fundamental topic now, and it can't be ignored anymore, especially for economics and business, which like provide the ground for any human interaction when it comes to working, when it comes to being in a society. So I think there need to be a lot more mandatory subject in this sense, because we as OIKIs live in this OIKOS bubble in a bit. So it's good that we have so many members now, and there are good courses, self-student organized courses. There are some approaches to that, but they're not really mandatory. So I think we need more subjects touching on that. And yeah, I think this is super fundamental.
I absolutely agree. I mean, there's a big gap there right now just simply a possibility to specialize yourself in that way for also people like us who really want to focus on that topic. I mean, there's already so much research, different approaches done, interdisciplinary approaches away from the mainstream that just provide a bit more of a critical but also realistic view, and that just needs to be included. So we don't have to start at the beginning, but just really include that in the discussion that's going on at the Vienna University, I'd say, or in, I guess at universities in general. So that's a big, big part to provide an opportunity for people who really want to focus on that to do so, to just to further educate them. But I also agree that also like a course like we already have at SUVI, maybe just build on that a bit to also have a way of reaching all, I'd say, like the other students who mainly want to go in the direction of finance or marketing or whatever, not go into the ecological economics, for example, but also have them engage with these topics as well, provide them for them an opportunity to think critically and not just accept the way it's been done for so many years as the only way, but get them thinking and start a conversation about it. So just also like a way to reach really everyone, not only those people, like you said so nicely, and maybe also a bit of a keys bubble. So, I mean, I guess, like I said before, and like many of you said before as well, OIKOS was, I guess, for all of us, a big opportunity to kind of fill that gap as well, find like-minded people and engage with those topics. But I was just wondering if there are also other opportunities that have arisen for you through OIKOS or thanks to OIKOS. So maybe also like in your personal experience, personal life, or career-wise, if there was anything that OIKOS helped you achieve.
I think through the cooperation with the STAR Institute, there are really many opportunities for every individual member of OIKOS. For example, in that one semester that I've been part of OIKOS Vienna, I was part of the STG video project, which was really cool. We worked on scripts on all the individual STGs, and we had this professional video setting, video recording at VU, something that I would have never thought of being part of. And it was a really cool experience. Also, some of us were featured on the STAR website with their bachelor thesis and master thesis, which I think is really cool too. And of course, the experiences that you make being part of the team, for example, in the OIKOS Knowing team, organizing an expert talk by yourself. I mean, of course, you always have the help of all the team members, but just doing something like that for the first time, like organizing it, making sure everything works out, it's just something that you really learn for yourself, and it really helps with your personality, also professional wise, of course.
Yeah, I think OIKOS had quite a big impact on my personal or career life, because it was at this time when I joined OIKOS that I thought about the environment more, when I did some personal changes to act more sustainable. And now I'm this master program, which is actually in the field of ecological economics. And I think OIKOS is a part of why I want to do this for my career, for my future work progress. And also, it's really good that I got active in climate strikes, which I wouldn't do on my own probably. And I really like that we as an organization represent our opinion there, our activism. And I really like that this organization helps you getting educated, as Lucia said, in the expert talks, and also go to this climate events. And yeah, for me personally, it had an impact that I chose this master's program, which I wouldn't have maybe seen or recognized when it wasn't for OIKOS.
Yes, for me, it's basically the same. I also have to agree with Lucia that I cannot even believe how much I've done at OIKOS Vienna in this one semester that I've been with the organization. And it has broadened my horizon so much. On one hand, I have learned so much about sustainability and the environment and economics. But on the other hand, I've also been able to really get practical experience in the field of social media management, marketing, also podcast development, which has been really, really fun for me. and I wouldn't want to miss it. And also all the personal experiences, all the nice people I've met through Oikos and people from other universities, which I wouldn't have gotten in contact with otherwise. So it has been really great.
And I also see that there's a lot of exchange and everybody is talking about where they're doing an internship or where they're planning an internship. And I don't know, you get a lot of new knowledge about, yeah, job-wise topics or also like what you do in your free time. Some people have really cool hobbies or are active in some organizations. And I think that's an opportunity for all to, yeah, it's, of course, it's kind of a network and you network together and you gather new information. And sometimes you discover things or topics or jobs, whatever, that you would have never got in contact with or get to know it. And I think it can really, really help, yeah, to, I don't know, sharpen your side on sustainability topics or your opportunities with it.
There's really not that much that I can add. I also wanted to point out the network you're entering, kind of. We have so many alumni, also an advisory board that is filled with people already in the middle of their career in various different sustainability related positions, be it consulting or maybe at mobility concentrated work also at university. So that for once is a really big opportunity. But what was also really, really exciting and inspiring for me is just that Oikos, not only you get a chance to engage and get active when it comes to sustainability related topics, but you can also make your own experiences. I mean, we've heard that before. If you're interested in marketing, you can just join and just start and do stuff and learn from it and learn from others. So it's an amazing good starting point. So not only when it comes to the content, maybe also like finding like-minded people, but also really collect experiences and learn from it, which is a really good addition to just studying it, I'd say. I was also wondering if I just wanted to give you all the opportunity, if you have any stories Oikos related that you want to share, if there's anything that comes to your mind.
I remember when I joined Oikos Vienna last semester, there was the climate strike in Vienna and some Oikos were going, and I read it in the group chat and I was like thinking about joining, but I was a little scared because I really did not know anyone. But in the end, I decided to go there and everyone was just so nice and so welcome, and everyone was so interested in what I'm doing and why I joined. And that was really my first experience with Oikos, and it was so positive, and it really just mentions the community aspect of Oikos Vienna.
I just also had, because you said that, think of the very beginning of Oikos for me. I mean, I joined right before the pandemic started as well. So after the first semester, I wouldn't really have said that I have that much experiences with Oikos and the whole organization itself. But when it was time to elect a new president or vice president, I didn't really think of myself being suitable for that position. But I remember the former president talking to me a lot about it, really motivating me and giving me, like inspiring me to take on a bit more responsibility. It's also something I wouldn't have done on my own, I guess. So I think it's also a really good example of Oikis lifting up other Oikis and really, yeah, being part of our development for each other.
Yeah, I also remember when I joined 1 year ago, it was in the little break between the whatever first and second corona wave, and I was so happy to, because we had like a meeting in person, like it was the last before the lockdown. But for me it was really, really great because I don't know, it really gave me like new inspiration. And I was so happy to meet so many different people and talk to them and to people that I've never seen before. And it was really, really a great experience. And I really hope that we can, in this upcoming semester, that we can maintain to it, and that like there will be no strong corona wave anymore, and that we can really focus on that to get to know each other even better and grow together.
So how would you describe Oikos in 4 words?
I would say community, impact, sustainable education, and friendship.
Yeah, I would say innovation, responsibility, inspiration, and what was the last one? Network.
I would say sustainability, change, teamwork, and hands-on.
For me, it's also mainly like I said before, inspiration, responsibility, of course, the community, and of course, sustainability.
Yeah, I feel like I can't add much there. So I'm picking just four words out of yours. So I think they were pretty good.
So thank you so much for everyone for joining us today for our first episode and for introducing yourself and just sharing your experiences with Oikos Vienna. And stay tuned for the next episode. Bye.
Thank you for listening. We are Oikos Vienna,
students for sustainable economics and management education.
Be informed, get involved, and make a difference.